Discernment. Discerning other spirits. It is a gift for the work of the ministry. And some people have a little of it, and some people have a lot of it. Some people can really, really see deeply into the workings of the kingdom of darkness and understand their agendas. Elijah used to tell the king about where the enemy's armies were. He just knew where they were. And so he told the king. And, you know, that's some real discernment. That's big discernment. Normal discernment is being able to tell that there's something funny about this person, and maybe it looks like they might be wearing somebody else's clothes, or they got cooties, or they got a hitchhiker, or there's just the funny feeling you get because they're not really singular in spirit. Most folks that have some evil spirit afflicting them or influencing them or oppressing them or infecting them or inhabiting them, and these are all different levels of afflictions. And you can tell, usually, if you have any discernment at all, you can tell if somebody is not quite right. You can tell. If you got the Holy Spirit, you can tell. So, discerning of the spirits as far as being able to tell if somebody's afflicted or not is relatively simple. And so, when we recognize that somebody is suffering, afflicted, and or under the influence of some other thinking, you know, some other thinking from other spirits, the gentle way is to ask them if they know anything about the spiritual war that they're in with the devil and his demons. And so maybe you can get them to have a conversation about that, and if they're open, you can help them understand what's going on. But usually what I do is I work the streets, and I don't have a lot of time with folks, and I don't have very many personal relationships to where I can talk with people long term. I usually only know somebody for a few minutes on the streets. And so if I see that the devil's got hooks in them, I'll ask them if they believe in Jesus, because that's the most generic term I know, because it's the least convicting, the least binding or troubling or offensive, or you don't want to get in somebody's space. If they got a demon, you got to walk real gentle. You got to walk on tippy toes, because the devil does not want to get kicked out of their lives. And so we got to be gentle. I'll usually ask them if they believe in Jesus. And if they say yes, well, that's great. I'll offer them the track. I'll say, here, I got something to give to you. I got a piece of paper for you, or a gospel track for you. It's about deliverance and how you can get rid of the wrong spirits. They usually stare at me like I'm like a Nazi or something. But there's gentle ways of doing this. I can't boast at being real tactful. Sometimes I'm a little straightforward, because I've been in a war for an awful lot of years, a personal war. And it's taken a toll on my, what they call people skills. Praise God. I just go straight to it. You know, I mean, it's the work the Lord's given me to do. And I just put my plow right there. I just go for it. Praise the Lord. And let her rip. And I'm going, I'm jumping right in here. And guess what? Here's the ticket to your deliverance. Here's a do-it-yourself deliverance gospel tract. Or here, this is going to explain what the war is about, the war you're in. That the devil wants to just take you and eat you up and keep you forever. I don't usually go into too much depth about it. I usually just offer them the tract, and they usually take it. And I tell them, God bless you. You know, have a nice day and stuff like that. Sometimes they say, you have a nice day. As in, please go away. And so I tell them the same thing. I said, well, I pray you have a nice day too, you know. And I've done my job. I sowed the seeds. I've delivered the information that they need. It's up to God and them to work things out. And this has the scriptures in it so they can understand about the warfare that they're in. And that's my job, is to help people have an opportunity to get set free. You know, I'm not the savior of the world, and I don't even have a deliverance ministry, because I really don't believe in that. I kind of think that is a twist-off ministry. It's not something that's listed in Ephesians 4. It's not one of those ministries. This falls onto James 5, 14 and 15 ministry, of an elder's ministry that knows how to deal with spiritual problems. I run into folks that seem to have a control issue, or a Nicolaitan point of view, the big I's and the little U's, and that want to be established as one of the great powers of God and take matters into their own hands and fix every person that they meet by casting the devil out of them. I don't believe in that. I believe that the name of Jesus Christ has been given to every Christian, and there is enough, all authority in the name of Jesus Christ to cast out any demon, and every Christian has the authority to use the name of Jesus Christ. And so those are my thoughts and feelings on these subjects. Just thought I'd put a few things down for some folks that wondered how I looked at things, or want to know what I know. So the Lord bless you in this work. It's a work. And the Lord bless you.